All this week, we're hearing young professionals explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. In this installment of Choosing Vermont, we'll meet a photographer from Richmond who says that in Washington, D.C., she's doing work that would not be possible here in Vermont.
I'm Kate Warren. I'm 25 and originally from Richmond, Vermont. I now live in Washington, D.C., where I'm a full-time independent photographer. I split my time between editorial photojournalism and advertising work. I work with publications like The Washington Post and other local magazines like The Washingtonian, and then partner with brands or organizations like The Smithsonian. I love taking pictures because every day is different and I get to work with people all the time. DC has a very vibrant creative community. I'm pretty adventurous, and so I was very much ready to be part of a larger and more urban community. DC is very diverse. When you look at the demographics, Vermont has barely 2% people who are African American. DC has 49% people who are African American. There's a large international community in Washington. So you're getting a lot different points of view. You're getting a lot different perspectives, and people come from a lot different backgrounds. And to me, that diversity is really important. Having a large span of perspectives to draw upon, both creatively and socially, I think makes me a better person and makes communities more robust. So for me, that's something that really drew me to the area. If you feel like dating people who are preppy and Southern and work on the Hill, you can do that. If you feel like dating really alternative artists, you can do that. If you feel like dating people who are really outdoorsy, you can do that. In Vermont, the pool is a lot smaller and it tends to be more of the same kind of person. People typically come to D.C. On a mission, whether for grad school or for a very important job that's, you know, a step on their career ladder. They're there usually on a mission, and so they usually have a lot of things they want to get out of the way before they settle down and start a family. But my friends who stayed here and never left definitely start having those conversations earlier than people that I am friends with in Washington. When I moved to D.C., I planned to stay about 2 years and then leave. I also worked in politics and never intended on becoming a full-time photographer. And so things change. I definitely couldn't do my job as it exists now in Vermont. I have friends who are photojournalists or advertising photographers who are based in Vermont, but their lifestyle and the type of clients they have are much different than what I have and what I'm interested in having. There have to be jobs and kind of everything that come with that. It's a little chicken and the egg, right? You can't attract companies if you don't have the talent, and you can't attract the talent if you don't have the companies. So for me, I was interested in being part of a young professional community of people who are very ambitious and very driven in their career. My friends who work in Vermont have very well-rounded, well-balanced lives, but I would not start off my description of them by saying, yes, they are gunning on their career.